Welcome back, my friends, to another episode of the Blessings Podcast, where I talk about something that has been on my mind for a short, bite-sized blessing every Sunday. Today, I want to take you through a self-awareness exercise, because connecting to ourselves is the most important thing we can do in order to learn the lessons of life. And that, my friends, is the reason why we are here to learn. Learning certain lessons that are unique to us, that can help us to evolve and expand the consciousness of humanity. We do that individually and collectively. For this self-awareness exercise, you will need to think about or hold in your hand an object from your childhood. Many of us have kept a special object from a time when we were children, and usually these objects are imbued with a sense of nostalgia that connects us to a period of time where we felt something that is important for us to hold on to now as adults. I have two objects that I keep in a drawer close to me at all times, and whenever I move into a new place, I take these objects and I keep them in a special location where I can pick them up and hold them and connect to a feeling of freedom, a feeling of safety, a feeling of playfulness. I have many objects from my childhood in boxes, but these two special objects that I keep close by are both small toys. One is a block. It is one of those square children's blocks with letters, and it happens to be that on this block are the letters M and the letter Z, two of the letters in my name. And the block is made of natural wood, and it's painted with a little bit of red and a worn out bit of white. The other object is a small Fisher Price person. It's also made of wood before they were plastic, but it does have plastic hair. And it's a typical 70s or 60s toy that was one of my favorite things to play with as a child. I played for hours with both of these things, the people and the blocks. And I still have a house that I used to make up imaginary scenarios with families and use my Fisher-Price people working in the kitchen, going to bed, putting their children to bed, sitting in the living room, just normal things. And this was my play, my favorite form of play. I often took these people out into the yard and made other houses for them out of the blocks, out of piles of dirt and rocks and patches of moss. But I really just loved playing with the people themselves and having them act out normal scenes of life. And I love that I still have the connection to that now, because this was my childhood. It was very, quote, normal, very loving, and there was a lot of appreciation for family, for the present moment, and things that were what we might consider the little things of life. Because those were everything to me as a child. I had no big, elaborate things. We did not have a lot of money. We did not take fancy trips. We didn't go out to dinner a lot. We had family events, family dinners, family picnics. We played games. We made crafts. We were outside. We went fishing. We took drives. We took walks. So those everyday simple pleasures, they were my life, and it's something I really cherish about my upbringing. So now that I've told you a little bit about my objects and what they make me think about in my mind, I want you to think about an object that you either have in your possession now or something that you can think of that comes to mind when you picture your childhood space, your bedroom, your home, your toys. Anything that's significant to you, any object. A lot of the objects that I cherish from my childhood are kitchen items. I have my grandmother's mixing bowls, and those are some of my most valued possessions. So think of an object, something that comes to mind, and don't overthink it. Let it come to you as an intuition. Let it come to you as something that your mind is bringing forward because there is a reason, and that you need to explore this particular object, even if it seems unusual or if it's not something that you would have thought of. This is often what happens when we listen to someone talk, as you've been listening to me talk, is that something will come to you that is unexpected or surprising in some way. So let it come. Either you have this object in your possession already. If you have it nearby, you can go and get it. You can pause this recording and go and hold it in your hand. Or you can just keep it in your mind if you do not have the object. Still, hold it in your hands or keep it in your mind. You may want to go through this exercise in a journal, but it's perfectly valuable and powerful to go over it just in your thoughts, in your awareness. Now, you have an object. Think about the time period that this object represents. Think about your age. Think about when you have had the most prominent experiences with this object. Consider life at that time, in your family, in your home, in your total experience. Think about other people who may have interacted with this object or with you at that time. Build a vision around the object that stretches beyond the object itself. What was going on in your life at that time? Why is this object significant? Was there a major event? Or was it more like my experience, where it calls to mind your way of life at the time? How does it feel thinking about this time and this object? Does it feel warm and comfortable and safe? Or does it feel otherwise? If the object brings back to you difficult or negative memories, allow that to happen. And trust that if a memory is coming back to you, it is because your intuition knows that it is time for you to consider this memory, and that you are strong enough to handle it. So allow the memories to flow freely. Allow the dynamics of your mind to move uninhibited as you consider this object and your life at the time. And everything that comes up for you around this object is meant to be there. Now allow your senses to come into play. You're creating a vision and you're dealing with your imagination, so the sense of sight is already enhanced. Now, I want you to allow other senses, smells, sounds, to come into your awareness. If you are holding the object, notice the textures. Notice how the object feels. And if you are not physically holding the object, expand your imagination to allow the physical textures of the object to become a part of your awareness now. Now that you have all of the physical sensations, I want you to think about, what is the story behind the object? What does the object represent to you? Is there a scenario associated with this object? More than one? Why did you save it? Why is it in your real life still? Or why did you save it in your mind? Why is it here? What is it here to tell you? Out of all of the many thousands of objects that you have owned in your life, why is this one here now? If you saved it, why did you save it? And how do you think it survived all these years without being lost or discarded? If you don't have the physical object, do you wish that you did still have the object? Why or why not? Is this a piece of memorabilia that will follow you for the rest of your life? Should you keep it? Or is it something that you're ready to leave behind? Only you can make these decisions and these observations. These are essential evaluations, essential analysis about your life. But considering the significance of objects in our lives is a very interesting way to get in touch with what things mean to us. What is meaningful to us beyond material objects? And what we are going to do with that now? What thoughts and actions, behaviors and habits might we create as a result of our awareness sparked by a simple object? I want you to sit with this for a while and really consider the areas of self-knowledge that you can access simply by considering an object. And later, maybe later today, maybe later this week, after you've had some time for this to implant and take root in your mind, you will have further thoughts. And I want you to write those down. I want you to use this as an exercise in writing as well as thought later. You can do it now if you feel called. But the interesting thing about the mind and the way it works is that things don't come to us all at once. Sometimes we can use an exercise like this to plant a seed, and the seed will grow over time. And that's when we can access the really deep learning and the deep awareness and the more profound levels of self-discovery that are needed to help us connect to ourselves and to connect to others with intention and significance. I'm going to end with a story about an object. It's an object that belonged to my mother when she was a child. My mother was orphaned at the age of 12 under very traumatic circumstances, and she was sent to live with relatives. And she never talked about her life except to say that she went to live with an aunt who was mean to her. One year, after I had been out of the house for some time, my dad bought my mom a teddy bear as a gift. It wasn't the fluffy kind of teddy bear. It was one of those very stiff, kind of realistic looking bears, like an old-fashioned Winnie the Pooh type of bear. But it wasn't Winnie the Pooh. He was stiff. He had movable limbs. Like, this was a really high quality stuffed animal. Not necessarily the kind a child would cuddle. It was mature. It was important. It was sturdy. And they made a big deal out of this bear. It was sitting around the house. It would be on the chair in the living room, or it would be sitting on the bed. And sometimes my mom would even pick it up and carry it around. And they named it Rupert. I think I remember them even packing it in a suitcase and taking it along on a trip. They laughed about it, and it was clearly a bond between them. And I knew there was more to this bear, so I asked, "What's the story? What is the story behind this bear?" And my dad said, "Your mom used to have a bear like this when she was little." And so I asked my mom to tell me the story of Rupert the bear. My mom hated talking about her childhood. I had asked her about it many times growing up, and she just never wanted to talk about her childhood. But this time, she did tell me a little bit of her story. She said that she had been on a picnic with some other people, members of her family, and she had her teddy bear with her in a stroller. And they had walked to a park by the river, and I don't know when this was in her childhood, but I got the feeling it was after her parents had died and she had gone to live with her other relatives, because when she was very little, living with her own parents, I'm not sure she would have had a stroller or a teddy bear. They were just too poor. But maybe. It's interesting the way the imagination will make up the story when you really don't know the full story, all the information. And that's what happens when you're the child of a parent who won't talk about things in their life, which is a whole different topic, but interesting to consider. Anyway, she said, they went on a picnic by the river and Rupert fell into the water and he floated away. And nobody there would go after Rupert or help her to get him. He was gone. She lost him that day. And she told me that she had to push the empty stroller all the way home. And no one ever replaced Rupert or did anything about it. He was just gone. And the reason why this story is so significant is because after my mother died, I found out how her mother had died. When she was 12, her mother drowned. And even worse, she intentionally walked into a reservoir in their local town and drowned herself because she had some very difficult circumstances in her own life and she had given up hope. She couldn't do it anymore. And she left her children. Mary was her name. And my mom's name was Christine. So I came from a woman who had literally nothing in her childhood. She had no objects from her childhood, nothing. And very few memories that she allowed to poke through. And the memories that she did have from her childhood were all bad. So special objects and special memories and connections to important good feelings are such an essential part of a healthy sense of self. My mother never had a fully developed sense of self because there was so much of her existence that she denied or pushed away or wanted to erase or was just too painful to admit that it was a part of her life. And unfortunately, that is not the way we get to health and self-actualization. The way we get to health and to a healthy sense of self and a healthy physical and mental life is by embracing the parts of ourselves that are real, that we acknowledge and we are allowing even the difficult things to exist, to teach us the lessons that we need to improve and to heal. Unfortunately, my mom did not learn her lessons. She didn't heal. And if she had learned them, I believe that it might have helped her not to get sick when she did. And I think that Rupert was a way that my dad was trying to help her begin to heal and do that work. And she was attempting to do it. And that was a good thing. But she needed to do a lot more work. And as I said, I believe that if she had, it would have made a big difference in her life. And she might even still be here today. So it's very important to me to see people embracing their past experiences, good and bad, and learning from them. And knowing that the reason why things happen in our lives is to teach us that it is our job to learn and that objects can help us to do that. And whether we still have them around or not doesn't matter if we are able to consider them and allow them to help us to dig a little bit more deeply into ourselves. So I hope that you enjoyed this somewhat serious bite-sized blessing today. Thank you for joining me. Thank you for doing the exercise. I hope that you'll go back and spend some time with this exercise and let it really take hold and allow it to be something meaningful for you because it can be extremely therapeutic. Please go back also and listen to this Wednesday's episode. And tune in this coming Wednesday for another larger episode with a guest because the best thing you can do to support me is to listen to my show all the way through and to share it with people that you love. And if you have not already left me a rating and a review, please go ahead and give me those 5 stars and leave a comment. That would absolutely mean the world to me. Thank you.